This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Russian forces rained more missiles down on Ukraine this morning. The UN is describing yesterday's widespread strikes as shocking and possible war crimes. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine's State Emergencies Service say that at least 19 people were killed and over 100 others wounded in Monday's Russian missile strikes across Ukraine. The service adds critical infrastructure facilities were hit in Kyiv and 12 other regions, and 301 cities and towns were without power. Russia on Monday retaliated for an attack on a critical bridge by unleashing its most widespread strikes against Ukraine in months. They hit at least 14 areas, with most attacks far from the war's front lines.
The Los Angeles City Council president says she is ashamed of what she said, and she's resigning her leadership post. The AP's Julie Walker.
Democrat Nuri Martinez stepped down as president of the L.A. City Council Monday and apologized, saying she was ashamed of her racially offensive language in the year-old recording. Her remarks, which included mocking the black son of a white councilman, came during a discussion with other Latino council members about protecting their political power during redistricting. The white councilman, Mike Bonin, called for the resignations of the others involved in the discussion as well, describing it as a coordinated effort to weaken black political representation in L.A.
What was once Hurricane Julia has dissipated, but it killed at least 28 people, most of them in Guatemala and El Salvador. A shooting just after noon yesterday in Boston killed a 14-year-old boy. A second young person was injured but is expected to recover. No arrests announced. The price of gas is still going up. Gas is $3.92 a gallon this morning. This is AP News. The Uvalde, Texas School District Superintendent will resign by the end of the school year. The AP's Jennifer King has this story.
Hal Harrell says he plans to retire and that his heart was broken on May 24th. That's the day 19 fourth graders and two teachers were massacred at Robb Elementary School in the Texas School District Harrell runs. The school board voted unanimously Monday night to begin the search for Harrell's successor. His announcement came a day after school district officials fired a new officer who had been a state trooper on the scene the day of the shooting, and a week after they suspended the entire school police force. In a post first reported by CNN and now taken down from his wife's Facebook page, Harrell says he's been blessed to work among amazing educators and staff for more than 30 years and that these next steps for the future are completely his choice. Harrell and other local officials have faced heavy criticism over their handling of the incident. Officers allowed the shooter to remain inside a classroom for more than 70 minutes. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.